Shamala from Sweetest Friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw the opinion of the Beis Yosef, Tavkuf Peites, that a Cheresh can't be Motzi others because he can't be Yotze himself. Can't be Motzi others in Shofar because he can't be Yotze himself. The Avnei Nezer, Simen Tov Lamites, disputes this assertion and says that it's the fact that he can't hear is just an external obstruction. It's Be'etzem Chayiv, it's just that there's something preventing him from being Yotze, and that is that he can't hear. And he proves this because the Magen Avraham says that if somebody's left arm is cut off, he can still... he's still kosher l'ksivas tefillin. It's considered that he can wear tefillin, and therefore he can write tefillin. Why? Because be'etzem he's chayiv in tefillin. He's just, there's an external obstruction. He doesn't have a left arm. In theory, he's chayiv in tefillin. So to encheresh, this is chayiv. The reason he can't be motzi others is not because he's not a bar chayiv. He is a bar chayiv. So why a encheresh does yibum? Even though normally to do Yibim, you have to be able to do Chalitza, and a Cheresh can't speak. So you can't do Chalitza. Rabbetim is Chayiv in Chalitza. It's an external obstruction. So to Tkiya is Chayiv. He can't be Motzi El. He can't be Yotze himself. It doesn't mean he's not Chayiv Batim. So in Oz Gimel, he goes into why Cheresh can't be Motzi others. But we saw the Eretz Tovah of Tivyoimi, of Guten Tog, Zechet Tzadik Levracha. He says that after asking Rishus from the Avnei Nezer to argue with his Rebbe, but he says, first of all, we can argue that the Chiyuv of Tefillin starts when a person's bar mitzvah. So Niktav Yado, he can write tefillin because he's b'chayiv for his whole life the moment he becomes bar mitzvah. But the cheresh, but Purim, a holiday, Purim, Pesach, is only when the time comes he's chayiv. Memelef, at that time he's a cheresh, then he's patur b'atzim. Can't compare that to the writing of tefillin. There was one distinction he made. Another distinction he made, and this is the Iker distinction, that is that somebody whose arm is cut off wants to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. He just can't because his arm is cut off. He's Be'etzem Chayiv. That's all talking about his own chiyuv. But doesn't mean he can be motzi others. He's chayiv b'koyach, but he's not chayiv b'foya. So the meila, to be motzi others, you need to be chayiv. You need to be chayiv b'foyel, not just b'koyach. Memela cheresh can't be motzi others because the cheresh is not a bar chiyuv b'foyel, just b'koyach in principle. Hashem can't writing tefillin that he's doing for himself. Also, Yibum. The fact that B'koyach he can do Chalitza allows him to do Yibum. I'm talking about being Motzi others. Because in Chalitza he only has a Koyach, he has a Chiyuv B'koyach, not before. So being Motzi yourself, You're called the Yotze yourself, you're called the Bar Chiyuva. If you have a Chiyuv Bekach. By a Cherish, you're talking about being Motzi others, in Shofar and Megillah. There is being Motzi others before, so he needs a Chiyuv before. Yeshli Lahavi Raya, says of Guten Tog, I can bring a Raya for the Svara from the Gemara in Yevamah 66b, that somebody who can eat Shurma can give others Shurma to eat, and if he can't, he can't. Says the Gemara, wait a second. You have an Oral, Chola Tmeim, you have an Oral and other Tmeim, what's their din? Their din is Shein Oichlin, an Oral can't eat, but his family members can, servants can, a Tomei can't eat Tzuma, but he can be Machil. So how can you say that if only if one can eat Shurma, he could be machil to others? And if he can't, he can. If he can't eat Shurma, he can't be machil. What about an Oral and a Tamei? So that's the Gemara in Yevamos 66a. Gemara says, Hasam, my Oral and Chola Tameim. They're not called Eino Eichel. They're Be'etzem Roim to eat. Their mouth hurts them. In other words, they have a temporary obstruction, not allowing them to eat. But essentially, they're Chayiv. Rashi. Mechusrei takontehim. Aval oimdim likanes litokan v'lech. Right now they can't eat. They're going to be able to eat in the future. The Rashba explains more. That even by an Orel that his brothers died because of Mila, it's also Puma de Kaivli. Because he's going to get his bris Mila when he gets bigger and stronger. It's Mashma that, if not for that, the fact that he was Oymed Lomu, he wouldn't be bebchinas pumo de koivle. Because it's difficult. Cherish v'chareshes gabi chalitza. They're never going to be able to do chalitza. Can't speak. Deaf mute. Nevertheless, Tosis in the Rosh, right? We saw in the previous shiur. They're bebchinas pumo de koiv. That it's just they have this external obstruction, but that's in their chayiv. But they're not going to do it in the future. So according to this Rashi in the Gemara, they should not be bebchinas pumo de koiv. Somebody's arm is cut off. His arm is never growing back. There's no regeneration for arms. Yet the Magen Avraham says that he's bikshout them because pum with the kaivle. Because it's just that his mouth hurts. It's an external obstruction, but that's a mischayiv and kshilam, and maybe he can write the tefillin. So why then do we say Gabe Mila? If Meso Echo Machmas Mila, his brothers died because of the Mila, and you're waiting till he gets bigger and stronger. Why do you have to say you're waiting till he gets bigger and stronger? Give him the Bris Mila. That's a Mitzchayv in Bris Mila. So he should be able to be Machil others. V'loy Ra'isim Misha Heil, but I haven't seen anybody who noted this conundrum. So according to the Chilik we said, we understand very well. What's pshat oichel machil? If you can eat yourself, mikoyach that you can eat yourself, you can feed others. It's like mikoyach that you could be yotze yourself, you could be motzi others. There's no connection. Tefillin, there's no connection. It's not because you can write, you can wear tefillin that you're chayv to write. It's exeris hakosav that in order to be able to write, you have to be able to put on tefillin. There it's enough that you have a chiyuv b'kach. But if one comes from the other, B comes from A, if A causes B. וגם באויך מאכיל, הרי זה שמאכיל הוא מכוח שאויך. He can feed because he can eat. And if Meisur Echav Machmas Mila, he's never going to be able to do the Bas Mila. He can't be Machil others. Even though Pumi the Koiv Lei Va'ones, Bechozot Harei Hagram She Machil Hume Koich She'ochem. In Lolem Lo Yeh Oichel, Afilu Machmas Oines, Im Kein Echav Shelo Lahachi. You're right, he could have a Chiyuv Bekoach, but a Chiyuv Bekoach is not enough to lie to be Machil others. So when we talk about Nikta Yado, the tefillin, his arm was cut off, or a cherish and a cheresh is the gabbai chalitza, gzeres hakosef. In order to do yibum, you have to be able to do chalitza. In order to write tefillin, you have to wear tefillin. So there it's enough, but it's not that they're connected, it's not that one causes the other. It's your chayv in A or chayv in B. There it's enough to have a chiyuv b'koach. There we can say, puma dekayv lay, as long as you're chayv b'koach. But by oichel machil, there the only reason you can be machil is because you're oichel. It's only besibas sha'oichel. So that's not called pum u'dekayv. He's never going to be able to do it. In other words, it has to be before. When you're being motzi others, when you're causing others, you have to have a chiyuv before, not just b'kach. When the two aren't connected inherently, one the A doesn't, B doesn't, the A doesn't cause B. It's enough that you have a chiyuv b'kach. That's called pum u'dekayv. In theory, you're chayiv to wear tefillin, so you can write it. In theory, he's chayiv to chalitza. Therefore, he can do yibum. Because it's not causing B. Not causing the yibum, it's not causing the ability to write the tefillin. So a chiyuv b'kach is enough. By oichel machil, he's only oichel b'sibas machil, he's only machil b'sibas oichel. He can only feed others because he can eat. There, you need a chiyuv b'fah. In other words, in order to cause other people to do it, you need to be able to do it yourself b'fah. You're causing other people to do it b'fah, so you need to be able yourself to do it b'fah. That was the chiluk in the previous year, and that's the chiluk we're making now. By Ochel Machil. So here it's only because in the future he's going to be able to eat. It's called Puma de Kaivle. The imamish has a chiyuv before, not just a chiyuv before. He has a chiyuv before. Right now he can't do it for a few minutes, but he still has a chiyuv. He still has a chiyuv before. It's going to come. Meilu hu adin gabi becheresh gabi shofar megillah. There's no way for him to hear. He can't be motzi others. Because to be motzi others, it's only besibas his own chiyuv. And if la'atzmo he's not mechuyev b'foya, so how can he be motzi others before? If he's not a bar chiyuv b'foya, then he can't be motzi others. So that's pshat in the Beis Yosef, who holds that a cheresh is not motzi because he's not a bar chiyuv, and don't ask me from tefillin. Because by tefillin, it's enough that he be a chayv b'koach to wear tefillin. Even though before all he's not, that's enough to allow him to write tefillin. Because being able to write tefillin isn't caused by the fact that he can wear it. But when B is the cause of A needs to be before, because it's causing B before. So memela for a cheresh to be motzi others before, he needs himself to be chayv before. In order to be machil others truma, you have to yourself be chayv before to eat truma. Another way to be miyashiv the Beis Yosef from the Kasha Bavni Nezer. Again, the Beis Yosef says that it's a cheresh eno shomei eno moitzi because he's in the lav bar chiyuv. And we're going to run as from the tefillin case. But he's lav bar chiyuv in putting on tefillin, yet he can still write it. Another way to be miyashiv is to say as follows: that he's motzi acherim is mikoyach ma, mikoyach kol Yisrael arevim zevozeh. Sanhedrin 43 on the pasuk Hanastoros L'Hashem Elokeinu Gos Lanu B'neinu. Here is the makor for kabbalas arvus. Rav Nechemya holds, looks like the lach like him, that we're not punished on nistaros, only on niglos. There's no din arvus on nistaros on hidden things. If you can't be moicha, you don't know what the guy's doing. Certainly, if you can't be mekayim the mitzvah machmasoines, other people don't have a din arvus. Ramban, in this pasuk writes, "Aderech Hapshat." Yeah, Yeshuak Arvus al Amazed v'lo al Hashogeg. If al Hashogeg ain't din Arvus, mikol shken al Oines, there's no din Arvus. And Memele Cheresh, who can't be Shomea, and can't be Makayim the mitzvah of Shofar, and also Megillah. According to the one who holds that Tishmiya Lazma Lo Yatsa, he's no Arvus on others. Others have no Arvus on him because he's Anus. So Mimele, he has no Arvus on others. The whole din of Arvus is when and Mezidim. But if a person can't do it b'shogeg, you have no arvus on him. If a person can't do it b'oynes, you have no arvus on him. So nobody has any arvus on the cheresh, because he can't do the mitzvah of shofar. He can't do the mitzvah of megillah l'man d'yomer lo shmi elazno lo yatsa. Like the famous dogul me'ravava, others don't have arvus on you. You don't have arvus on them. So others don't have arvus on the cheresh. He has no arvus on them. They have no arvus on him because he's honest. That's to be moitzi others. But by nikta yado, his arm is cut off by tefillin, cheresh cheresh, and chalitza, there you could say puma de kaivle. And essentially they're chayiv. They're just an external impediment. They're really chayiv. Mimela, since they're really chayiv in the wearing of tefillin, you can write tefillin. Since he's really chayiv in chalitza, you can do yibo. Shenke, when it comes to being moitzi others, why can he not be moitzi others? He's not chayiv himself. He can't be chayiv because he's honest. So if others don't have arvus on him, he can't have arvus on them. Mimele, he can't be motzi them. The way you're motzi others is with arvus. Kol Yisrael Reivim Zeh LaZeh, he doesn't have arvus for them. So if A is the cause of B, in order to be motzi B, which is who's chayiv b'fayal, A, which is the cause of that, needs to be chayiv b'fayal. We said before, in Mela, cheresh yuzim chayiv b'fayal, can't be motzi others in Kiya Shofar, Kriyas HaMegillah. Now we're saying that you're motzi others midin arvus, and others can't have arvus on a cheresh. Mele, he can't have arvus on them. Shenkein the din of nikta yado, again, it's talking about doing it for yourself, writing tefillin for yourself. So since in theory he can wear tefillin, he can write it. In theory he can do chalitza, so if we can do yivun. So that is the end of the he'ora on Ois Aleph. Now we have Ois Beis in the Avnei Nezer. Again, this is in Simen Tov Lamed Tes. Gami Tur Eizov Bechus Megillah Simen Tov Reish Pei Tes. Shkasa B'tam Chere Shena Motzi Achere Mafta Kaim Alan Lo Rishmi Ala Azno Yatsa. Even from the Tur Eizov, the Taz, and Tarpat, who writes the reason a Cheresh isn't Motzi others, even though we paskin, that if you don't hear your Yotze, it's because a Cheresh is different. Because he's not Roy Lishmiya. Since he's not Roy Lishmiya, can't be Motzi others in Megillah. Can't hear? Mele can't be Motzi others. And if you say, Cherish Laman Damelo Shmilaz Nilo Yatza, he's not considered a Baruch Yuva. So if so, who adin the Didan? B'diavad yotzei im lo shmiya lazno. B'diavad is yotzei, just lechatchila he has to be mashmiya lazno, the way we paskin. If so, a cheresh has no chiyuv lechatchila to hear. So we have lechatchila you have to hear. A cheresh has no chiyuv lechatchila to hear. Because again, the Taz says that a cheresh isn't motzi others, even though we pass him. Lo shmilas nav yatsa. It's because he's not roi l'shmiya. Since he's not roi l'shmiya, can't be motzi others. So if you say that a cheresh, according to the man damer lo shmilas nav yatsa, is not lo shmilas nav lo yatsa. Is not considered a bar chiyuv. Since he's lo shmila azna lo yatza, he's out. He's not a bar chiyuv at all. So then use that same logic and say that by us, that b'dievid you're yotze if you don't hear. Just lechatchila you have to hear. But a cheresh has no chiyuv lechatchila to hear. Just like if you hold that b'dievid you have to hear. He's not considered a bar chiyuv. So too the didan. The lechatchila you have to hear. He has no chiyuv lechatchila to hear. And if so, this will be similar to all those we learned in the Mishnah Bikurim. That they can't read the parasha. Wouldn't be emes for them to read the parasha because of whatever reason. But they can bring the Bikurim. Mevin ve'en korin. And they're not considered einam ruyim b'labila. Not considered. They're not roy. Bila's mixing the oil. The flour, that if there's 60 measures, it can mix. If they're more, they're not. So as long as it's roi labia, then bila is not makelis. Then the mixture isn't mixing. It isn't makif. As long as it's roi labia, it doesn't have more than 60 measures. The point is that all of those that we learn in the Mishnah, mevin, that they bring the bikur, but they don't read the parsha. They're not considered that they're not roi labia because they're not roi lakriya. Rashbam writes in Amocher Sesfina 81b that we only say Eino Roy Lebila where he's Mechuyev and he's not Roy to do it. Hashem came, these people aren't Mechuyev in Kriya at all. And if so, if we say that a Cheruv is not Mechuyev Bishmiya, then how could it possibly be Ma'akev? So if your assertion is that a cheresh isn't mechuyev in shmiya, and that's what we're saying. We're saying that a cheresh isn't mechuyev in shmiya. Because if you say, l'man diyam lo shmiya lazno lo yatsa, he's not considered a bar chiyuv. So adin l'didan, l'chatchili you have to hear, so l'chatchili he doesn't have to hear. He's not considered a bar chiyuv. He's not mechuyev b'shmiya. So it would come out that the Taz doesn't make sense. Because the Taz says that even though we paskin that lo shmiya lazno yatza, but a cheresh can't be motzi others because he's not roi l'shmiya. Yeah, but he's not mechuyev b'shmiya. If he's not mechuyev b'shmiya, he doesn't have to be roi l'shmiya. Like we see in the Mishnah, all those that are mevi'in, vein koyrin, it's not considered that they're not roi. Because they're not mechuyev. They're not mechuyev. Then it doesn't matter that they're not roi. It's only if they're mechuyev that they have to be roi. But if they're not mechuyev, they're not roi. But if they're not mechuyev, they don't have to be roi. They don't have to be able to do it in theory. If they're not mechuyev. So if you say that the cheresh is not a bar chiyuv, and he doesn't have to be roi, and if he doesn't have to be roi, then how can the Taz say that a cheresh can't be motzi others because he's not roi l'shmiya? He doesn't have to be roi l'shmiya because he's not mechuyev in shmiya. Again, based on the Rashbam, you only have to be roi lebila, you have to be fitting in theory, if you're mechuyev, you're not able to do it. If you're not mechuyev, you don't have to be roi. So these cherishim don't have to be roiim because they're not mechuyevim according to the Beis Yosef. And yet the Taz paskins that even though we paskin, and you can be Yotzei without hearing, but a Cheresh can't be Motzi other because he's not Roy. What does he have to be Roy for? He's not Mechuyev. So therefore, he rejects the assertion of the Siyasef, and he says in Oz Gimel that a cheresh is a bar chiyuv, and that would explain. He is a bar chiyuv. He is mechuyev l'shma. Just like a person with a cut off arm is mechuyev to wear tefillin, and just like a cheresh is mechuyev in chalitza, they are considered bar chiyuv. They just have an external impediment for shofar and megillah. They can't hear. But they are mechuyev. Ah, if they're mechuyev, then why can't they be motzi others? So now in Oz Gimel, Rabbeinu says that mandam lo shmi lotzei lo chashiv dibur lotzeis bo. Since you have to hear it, if they don't hear it, that's not considered a proper dibur. And therefore, the one who hears it from him who's considered like the person himself. It's also not a proper dibur. If you can't hear it, it's not a proper dibur. And for you and for the person hearing you, it's just like for you it's not a proper dibur, for him it isn't either. And the same thing by shofar. If you can't hear it, it's not a proper tekiah. Maybe for the listener, it's also not a proper tekiah. This is if you learn that you're yotzei with his speech, as the chakir and shemei koinen, as the pshat that the Shomei is answering. It's Kohen. It's like he's answering with his own ears. He's Yotzei with his Shemia. Or he's Yotzei with the Dibur of the person he's listening to. If he says Yotzei with the person the Dibur is listening to, here you're not listening to a proper Dibur. And even if you say you're Yotzei with your Shmiya, but you have to hear a proper Dibur. Here it's not a proper Dibur, you can even argue. Because again, a Dibur that somebody can't hear is not a proper Dibur. And that's what Rabbeinu the Avnei Nezer says. Really, the Acherish is a Bar Chiyuva. The Didan is a Bar Chiyuva Linyan Lechatchila. When it comes to Shofar, Lechatchila he has to hear. He can't, but he's still a Bar Chiyuva. And by Shofar, he's a Bar Chiyuva by Shofar. He just can't. But he's still considered a Bar Chiyuva. The reason he can't be Motzi others is because it's not a proper Tkiyah or Dibur. And the one who holds Lo Hashem Yelazno Lo Yatza, even B'diyevet, it's not a proper Dibur. Ubehormenuse de Rabbeinu Agodol of Avni Nezerein Raya Likan. Use a lashon here of Hormanusa de Rabbeinu Agadol. Sefer Zohar opens up with the talking about the Seder Shtalshalos. Bereish Hormanusa de Malka Gal of Glifu, but here we love Otzinika de Kardinisa. Betchila lefnei Ratzoner Shel Amelach Chokach Hakikov Borelion Vatzol Kav Mida. So that's Betchila in front of the Ratzon of the King. So in other words, the same with the Ratzon of the Avnei Nezer, Rishus Avnei Nezer. Ein Raya Mikan. Because there, Rabbi Kurim, Havas Bikurim, Kriyas Vidu, Rabbi Kurim, Artu Mitzvahs Nefrodes, Lagamri, like we see in the Rambam, and in the Chinuch. Just the mitzvah is to read B'Shas Havas Bikurim. It's not always a mitzvah of Kriya. The Moshal Michagat Chanukah, there's only one mitzvah, Mitzvahs Havav, along Mitzvahs Kriya. What Rabbi Ofan, Amen, Mitzvahs Kriya, like we see in the Mishnah Bikurim. Shabim var rama dafka begavnish is mitzvahs kriya as havat tzricha lios b'ofen she'er roi l'kayim. Gam mitzvahs kriya mitzad roi l'bila. In achinami. The two separate mitzvahs. And when they come together, when you're chayav in kriya and in hava, then the hava has to be in a way that's roi l'kriya. It has to be roi l'bila. But if there's no mitzvah of kriya, doesn't have to be roi l'kriya. There's no mitzvah kriya at all. That's all over there. But mitzvah kriya samigil, aman desfira lo shmila is no yotza. You hold that if you didn't hear, you're still yotze. There's only one mitzvah kriya samigil. So the mitzvah is that it requires shmiya. That's the mitzvah ketikuna. Akam mitzvah tikkuna tzricha shmiya. Vegam kriya oz hava mitzvah ketikuna. Vekarvelo shmiya lazno yotza. Shein hashmiya me'akeves. Aval oz hava mitzvah shelo ketikuna. Shapir mechadi shataz. Davka misheroi lasos mitzvah ketikuna. Hu oz yotza gam velo yashmiya lazno. Aval oz hava mitzvah shelo ketikuna. Mitzvah kriya samigila. If you hold lo shmiya lazno yotza. There's one mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Kriya. Just the mitzvah done in the proper way also requires shmiya. There's only one mitzvah of kriya that ideally should go along with shmiya. The shmiya is not ma'akev. But if he does the mitzvah shelo ketikuna, there the Taz says, only somebody who's roi lasis a mitzvah tikuna properly, then he's yotzei below shmiya lazno. That's a mitzvah shaloka tikuna. That was the Taz that we saw. That even though lo shmiya yotzei lazno yotzei, that's where roi lashmiya. If you're not roi, and it's no good. Ain't roi la bilam bilam akevispo. Cheresh, ain't roi lasas mitzvah kitikuna. As lo yatza below shmiya lazna. Yemchena cheresh roi lasas kitikuna. He's not roi lasas kitikuna. The mitzvah is kriya. The mitzvah kitikuna is kriya with shmiya. If he did kriya without shmiya, then it's a mitzvah shelo kitikuna. As the Guten Tag writes, and the mitzvah tikkuna requires shmiya. And then the kriya is a proper kriya. If you did shmiya, then the kriya is a proper kriya. Because the shmiya is not ma'akev. But if you did a mitzvah improperly, kriya without shmiya, so it's only if you're roi to do the shmiya, then the kriya is a kriya. But a cheresh who's not roi to do the mitzvah kitikuna, so if he doesn't hear it, then he didn't do the mitzvah. Because again, there's only one mitzvah, mitzvah's kriya. Just you have to be able to do the mitzvah kitikuna together with shmiya. A cheresh can't do the shmiya. So the mela, he's not roi lasas mitzvah kitikuna, he's not motzi others. You can't say about a cheresh, since he's not mechuyev l'shmo, he's not a bar chiyuv, then yin shmiyah. No, ma pitum. That's what the Avnei Nezer wanted to say, but was saying no. Is there a chiyuv mitzvah bifnei atzman l'yin shmiyah? The chiyuv bifnei atzman l'yin kriya? Like by the kurim? No. There's one mitzvah. Because he's a cheresh, it's a mitzvah kitikuna below shmiyah? No, vadai shalom. The mitzvah is one mitzvah. To do a kriya properly with shmiya. That's the mitzvah. Therefore, we say about a cheresh, if he can't do shmiya, then he's not able to do his kriya with kitikuna properly. If he's not motzi others. Shenkei by Bikurim, they're two separate mitzvahs. So if there's kriya, then we should do hava and a kriya. It's the ideal way of doing it. But if there's no mitzvah kriya, then there's only a mitzvah bava. He doesn't need kriya. It's a separate mitzvah. Since it's a separate mitzvah, you don't have to be roi the kriya. Hava is enough. That's not considered ain't a roi labila because it's a separate mitzvah. But here it's one mitzvah. The mitzvah is kriya. And the thing is, the kriya should ideally have shmiya with it. That makes the kriya proper kriya. If you can't do a proper kriya because you can't do shmiya, then you're not motzi others. And we find this svar in Maseches Sukkah in Gimel Amud Beis. There, Rabbi Yehuda holds that tkiya, true tkiya, is one mitzvah. The reason is because it says uskatim tkiya. In other words, it calls it true b'lashem tkiya. So you can learn that it's one mitzvah. The rabbis argue with Rabbi Yehuda. The rabbis say, Tkiyah is a mitzvah l'chud, and Tru is a mitzvah l'chud. Tkiyah is also, the last one is also l'chud, and they're three separate mitzvahs. There's no raya. It says, Utkatim Trua, because Ahil Pshutu L'fnei Lech Re'odasa. L'shem Tkiyah is not referring to the Tru afterwards. Shana the Pasuk is Utkatim, the Tkiyah before the Trua, and then afterwards blow another Trua. This teaches us that before the Trua, you have to do a Tkiyah. And it says, Trua Yisku. That means that after the Trua, there's another Tkiyah. So Rabbi Yehuda wanted to learn Utkatim Trua. So you see that a Tkiyah and a Trua are one. Was it true? Lashon Tkiyah. So it's one mitzvah. The rabbis say, no. That's not what the pasuk is saying. It's telling you to blow a Tkiyah, true a Tkiyah. Which can the rabbis hold the three separate mitzvahs. The pasuk is telling you, "Skatim trua shenis v'nasu machas zochonet teimana trua yisku l'masein." So since it says "utkatim trua," it means first you have a tkiya, then a trua, and then a trua, and then a tkiya. And it's all considered, and they're considered different mitzvahs. Not one mitzvah like Rabbi Yehuda holds. And why do the rabbis hold that it's all one, that it's three separate mitzvahs? Because it says of a hakilas called titku v'lo tariyah. And if you hold that kia and trua are one mitzvah, then how could it be that when you're gathering people together, you do tkiya, not trua? You're going to do half a mitzvah, not the other half? Can't be going to do half a mitzvah, not the other half. It's mamash like here. When it's one mitzvah, we're not going to say to do half and not the other half. You have to be right to do the whole mitzvah. So when it's bikurim, the Avnei Nezer wanted to bring a raya from bikurim. You see by bikurim that you can have hava without kriya. So you see, you don't have to be royal kriya. You only have to be royal biya if you're machuyev. Here you're not machuyev. Why? Because they're two separate things. They're two separate mitzvahs. So if you're machuyev and you're not machuyev in B, you don't have to be roy for B. But in our case, Shmiya is really together with the Kriya. Shmiya makes a Kriya to Ketikuna. So if a person can't hear, then it's not a proper Kriya. And a Cheresh, who's not roy to hear, so Mimela is... His trua, his kriya is not a proper, his blowing or his reading of the Megillah is not a proper reading. Rabbi Nezer wanted to prove that a cheresh is a bar chiyuva. And we're arguing that he does that he is not a bar chiyuva. He's not a bar chiyuva. He's not a bar chiyuva. So why does he have to be roy? Since he's not a bar chiyuva in the shmiya, why does he have to be roy in the shmiya? Why does the Taz say that even though lo shmiya lo no yotza, that's dafka baroy the shmiya, but a cheirush who's not roy the shmiya can't be motzi? And the Taz says, because ain't a roy l'shmiya. Why does he have to be roy? He's not a bar chiyuv. Avnei Nezer argues, why does he have to be roy? If he's not a bar chiyuv, he doesn't have to be roy like we find by Bikurim. The answer is no. By Bikurim, you don't have to be roy if you're not a bar chiyuv, because it's two separate mitzvahs, the kriya and the hava. So if you're not roy the kriya, it doesn't matter. It doesn't share the hava. But here, you have to be roy lishmiya in order for your kriya to be a good kriya. Why? Because the shmiya is mashlim the kriya, makes it a kriya ketikuna. And if he can't do a kriya ketikuna, so therefore he can't be motzi others. It's one mitzvah. It's like we see the Rabbanan hold in Sukkah. Tkiya and Torah, one mitzvah. Torah doesn't say to do half. And the Torah to say that just to do tkiya, not Torah, you can't do half. Here also, you can't do half. You have to do the whole thing. You have to do the whole kit and kaboodle. Kriya together with Shmiya. At least be roy with Shmiya. It's not roy with Shmiya. No good. And he writes, V'mayim b'gemar b'sukha sham yira ki ma mishtoyim l'kan v'mayla yotzi dvar me'el mi pi kodosh ha'isi yomi shekan u'bikur me'im yon v'fron l'gamri. If not for the fact that it's an open gemara, I would say that you can't compare this to bikurim at all. Okay, so now we have Baruch Hashem. We made some advancement. And we still have a lot more to talk about to see after the Shemaya. And I hope you'll stay tuned. And we will see Niflos, Gedolos, Verabos, Vatsumas, Vitarius Hashem. Lee Neder, thank you so, so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.